It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carbone. And Andy, welcome back this week. And where do we begin? We've got the Yankees in town, but where do you want to start with Red Sox notes?
Well, first of which, we'll update everyone, let them know that getting into this upcoming 10-game homestand with the first of three against the Yankees starting tonight, Red Sox coming with a record of 11-8. They find themselves in third place in the AL East, 2.5 behind the Baltimore Orioles, and just a half game behind the Yankees. So it should be an interesting series coming up. Of course, the Red Sox over the weekend, they split a four-game series with the Orioles, and then they head into the Yankee series in the middle of this week. Then the Cubs come to town, followed by the four-game series again with the Orioles at the beginning of next week. So definitely some tough competition coming up for the Red Sox over the next 10 days.
All right, let's look at player notes here, Andy. Chris Sales.
Chris Sale rolling right along again in his last start on Thursday, 8 scoreless innings. Only allowed 4 hits, struck out 13 Toronto Blue Jays. Red Sox eventually won that game in extra innings. And Chris Sale did strike out Jose Bautista 4 times in that game. So that was very interesting to see, that's for sure, as he was just rolling right along. And obviously doesn't have the win total to show his dominant performance, but really we haven't seen a starting pitcher like this in a Red Sox uniform coming out as he has since Pedro Martinez. He's really very dominant out there, no question about it.
Yeah, they just need to get some hitting behind him. And Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, the issue with Dustin, he was slid into by the Orioles' Manny Machado on Friday night, trying to break up a double play. Pedroia got spiked in the calf. He's dealing with soreness in the knee as well as the ankle. He did go in for an MRI, no structural damage. That's a good thing, but he's still listed as day-to-day, so we'll see what Pedroia's back on the field. Then the Red Sox tried, I guess, to retaliate a little bit on Sunday against Machado. Matt Barnes came up and threw at the head of Manny Machado, and he was immediately thrown out of the game, and Barnes now suspended for 4 games, which he is appealing.
Yeah, probably a good ruling from what I'm hearing on that piece here. So any other notes, Andy, from that Orioles series, wild Orioles series as it ends up?
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, a good note as well on the back end on Sunday, Eduardo Rodriguez goes 6 scoreless, gives up just 1 hit, strikes out 7. He did walk 5. That's a little bit of an alarming situation. But, again, that was a decent performance. Red Sox finally got some home runs on Sunday. That's something different that they haven't been doing lately. They got home runs from Betts, Ramirez, and Mitch Moreland. Then Andrew Benintendi on Sunday went 5 for 5. He was the first 22-year-old in the Red Sox uniform to get 5 hits in the game since Tony Conigliaro. So that puts him in some fine company as he continues his great young career as he rolls right along here.
Absolutely. However, Pablo Sandoval struggling at third base defensively.
Yeah, he's already up to 4 errors, and he went in for an MRI yesterday on a right knee soreness. He may have a sprained knee, checked for any kind of structural damage there. Worst case scenario, if he's out of the lineup for a few days or whatever, I don't think it's going to hurt the Red Sox in any way, shape, or form. I just still think this Pablo thing is going to crash and burn probably sooner than people expected, but he's hit a few home runs, gotten a couple key hits here and there, but his defense is still not up to par, and now if he's dealing with a knee issue, it brings more red flags to the situation.
No, I gotcha. I think you're probably right on that one. It's probably going to come to an end at some point. You're right. Any other notes, Andy, from the Red Sox as we head into this Yankee series?
Well, just a couple quick things. If you missed it at the end of last week, Brock Holt got placed on the 10-day DL with vertigo symptoms. Jackie Bradley taking off the 10-day DL. He played in that weekend series against Baltimore. He homered on Saturday. David Price, he threw 30 pitches in the bullpen at the end of last week, and he did so again yesterday through 45 pitches as he tries to work his way back from the soreness in his forearm.
All right, so let's move on to Major League Baseball. Always love this segment where you update us on some of the notes from around Major League Baseball and also sometimes check in with former Red Sox players. In this case, we're starting with Clay Buchholz.
Yeah, Clay Buchholz. Some people said at one point, geez, we should have kept him around. He was dealing with some injuries in the preseason spring training, but Mr. Buchholz is on the shelf. He's been about 4 to 6 months. He's had surgery on a torn flexor tendon in his right elbow so far this season in 7 1/3 innings of work. Clay had allowed 10 runs before going to see the doctor, so you're not missing anything by not having Mr. Buchholz around at the moment. Elsewhere, the Giants fans are a little aggravated right now. Their ace starting pitcher, Madison Bumgarner, you could say he's the number 2 left-handed pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. He's out 6 to 8 weeks after bruising his ribs and straining the A-joint in his pitching shoulder in a dirt bike accident. First time in his career he's ever been on the disabled list. But again, he's out there riding a dirt bike, fell off the thing, landed on his shoulder. He could even be out longer than the 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know. Couldn't they find some other activity when he doesn't have a game going on, like to go golfing or something. He's going to be riding dirt bikes around that can cause major issues, so I'm sure that didn't go over too well with the Giants front office.
I think riding a dirt bike would be all right as long as you don't fall off. It's like skiing.
Yeah, you can put yourself in some bubble wrap before you go riding around. Maybe that's a better deal.
There you go. And around Major League Baseball, this is staggering. Eric Thomas leading the Major Leagues with 10 home runs now?
Eric Thames of the Milwaukee Brewers. An interesting story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Two more home runs last night, giving him 10 on the season. He's batting .373. Thames has not been in Major League Baseball for the last 3 years. He played in Korea before that. He was a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, going up and down between their minor league system and the big leagues. So he's come back with a vengeance, and he is assaulting Major League pitching right now throughout the first month of the year. So that's an interesting story to keep an eye out for.
Oh, Korea in the news on another front there. There you go. And anything else, Andy, around Major League Baseball?
Yeah, one little side note which I thought was interesting. The White Sox, in the last week, started three players with the last name of Garcia in the outfield. None of them related. First time in Major League history, three players with the same last name in the outfield all at the same time. Three outfielders, and then none of them related. Of course, it did happen back in the 60s with the San Francisco Giants, the Alou brothers. They all patrolled the outfield in some games for the Giants, but of course, they're all brothers. But this time, the Garcias, none of them related, all in the outfield at the same time.
Yeah, well, Manny, Felipe, and who am I missing there?
Jesus,
there you go. The Alous, right. Great, great family, absolutely. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll check back again soon.
That sounds great, Bill. Appreciate it.
Our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.